WWA Mobile.
Steve, I can't remember your call. If you're still there, I'm ready.
4VWA, and I'm back to. Oh, man. So you're telling me that we can't get that Anytone 578 right now?
I'm not sure if you can get it right now or not on that one. I know I'm having to wait on the 878 handheld. And I know radios right now are having trouble getting them because I can't get a chipset for them.
Okay. Well, I was just talking. The guy that called me just then has got a little handheld Anytone, and I forget what the number is on it. I think it is an 878. And he was trying to get it to work on his hot spot from his cell phone, and he couldn't get it to work.
From the radio directly to your hot spot, you have to have an RF signal, something to pick up the RF signal and put it back into the internet. That's why you got to have a open spot or one of the sky bridges or what they call a hotspot for RF frequencies.
No. Hotspot from your cell phone is a direct connect up to the internet. Yeah, it's the same as Wi-Fi, except it's on Bluetooth. So you're telling me this thing won't go up to the internet via Bluetooth, right?
Correct. You have to have the other hotspot in between. It's basically a, I can't remember, they call them a Pi something. If you go to bridgecom.com and look it up, it will explain more about it. And they actually, if you buy from them, they have what they call the Bridgecom University, where it will give you training classes on how to use it and how to set it up and how it all works.
Okay, so you cannot go directly from the hotspot into your phone to the radio. Okay. And how much is this device to make that bridge?
Spend as little or as much as you want. I bought the bundle from Bridgecom so that I could get it already set up, the code plug already loaded, ready to go out of the box. That way I could at least have it set up and then I could learn how to use it as I was talking on it and how it all worked.
And how much was that?
$713, I believe it was, somewhere in that neighborhood. But the package deal for the 578, I think, is a little different.
See there.
Package deal for the 878, the mobile rig you're looking at with the hotspot, I think it's a different price. I'm not sure on that. Still there?
Patrick, I'm back. You got me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
I went into a little bad spot back there. So how much did you say it was with that bridge?
The handheld that I bought, the package was $730 or something like that after tax and all, or $713. But I'm not sure on the mobile rig that you're looking at how much it is.
Woo! You know what? I'm not sure that DMR would be worth that for me. Man. Well, I'll just have to look at that and see.
I was talking to Russell the other day, and he bought the 878, and he is building his own hotspot, and he said he's going to come out a little bit cheaper doing it that way, well, quite a bit cheaper. I think he said he'd have about $300 to $400 in the radio and the hotspot.
Okay, and how much is the radio?
78 is 238, I believe it was. I'm not sure on the mobile rig that you're looking at. Like I said, Bridgecom is the best place that I found to deal with on that because they had the package deals and they offer training and support. That was a big thing for me buying from them.
2RCF.
Well, that was you, wasn't it?
Matt. Yeah, the 878HT is $238 plus tax. The mobile unit, the 558, is $399. And that unit that you're talking about that I'm going to try to build is called a Pi Star. You do it with a Raspberry Pi, and I believe it's an MCDDV board that takes the RF frequency and transfers it over to send it out over the Internet. Okay. Well, now, what it does is it takes the RF signal in and then puts that into the hotspot to go to the Internet, right? Correct. However, the Pi Star unit is what you're building is an RF receiver and a hotspot all built together that links up with the Internet in order for you to be able to communicate that way. The unit that Bridgecom sells is already built, and everything's there. It's just a plug-and-play deal. Yeah, but you got to have hotspot service from somebody. I guess you can get that from anybody, right? You're going to have a Wi-Fi signal, be it that you set your phone up as the Internet connection or your home system, or you can pick up a hotspot or a Wi-Fi in a Walmart parking lot, something to that extent. You have to have some type of connection to the Internet, and that unit takes your RF transmission out of your antenna, takes it into it, and then sends it out over the Internet. Okay, but how is the hotspot in your phone coming into play? Because the hotspot in my phone will take, like my laptop, if I hook my laptop up to the hotspot, that's straight into the Internet. So you're telling me I still have to have from my hotspot in my phone to a Wi-Fi somewhere? The easiest thing to do, Steve, is don't think of it as an actual hotspot. Think of it as an RF signal repeater. What it does is it takes your RF signal that you transmit on your radio into that unit, and then whatever Internet connection that it's connected to, it sends it out. It's almost like using EchoLink with your radio, except you're doing it through a bridge. Okay. Well, if that was the case, I wonder how we're getting from the Pi Star over to the hotspot in the cell phone. The Pi Star takes your signal from your radio and sends it to the Internet connection in your phone. That's how you link to the Internet, is through, like, your hotspot on your phone. You set your phone up as a Wi-Fi repeater for the Internet. Once you put it in hotspot mode, you can connect your laptop, you can connect another phone, a tablet, whatever that case, to that phone. Basically, what you're doing is using the RF signal receiver that they call a hotspot as a device that connects to your Wi-Fi signal that's sent out from your phone. And then once you connect it up to that, you transmit on a frequency, and that unit is programmed for that frequency, and it takes your signal in and sends it out. No, I see what you're talking about now. You're making the phone a Wi-Fi connection through its hotspot. Now, the way you said it before, I thought I had to have the hotspot and then a Wi-Fi connection on top of that. That's not the case. Your phone becomes the hotspot. I mean, the Wi-Fi connection. You have the capability to connect a computer or a laptop to your phone by putting it in the hotspot mode. Then what it's doing is it's creating its own network with a Wi-Fi signal. And then that unit that you get from Bridgecom actually links to that, just like you would a printer or a tablet or anything else through Wi-Fi, and that unit's linked to your radio ID, and you transmit, and it just sends it through the Wi-Fi signal out through the Internet. Gotcha. Okay. All right. That sounds good. Well, man, I'd have to come up with some kind of bridge there. that kind of money, I might have to come up with something a little more economic.
Out of here, but as far as economic goes, when you get a chance, look up Raspberry Pi Pi Star or DIY radio hotspot. There's several people out there that are building them using a Raspberry Pi board that you can get off of Amazon for less than $40, and then you just have to have the card that has the RF receiver in it, and those are about $27 to $30 depending on where you get it. If you're willing to wait on it, you can get it from China. It takes longer, but it's cheaper. But I got to jump off from here. I'm threading rod for handrails. Guys, it was good talking with you. Sorry to interrupt y'all's conversation, but I heard y'all talking and just wanted to jump in real quick.
Clearing that up for him. I wasn't doing a very good job because I'm still learning it myself.
Talking about. See what that's all about. I appreciate the info. KM4, VWA, I'm clear.
Steve, both of y'all, I copied that. Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great afternoon, and this is K2RCL. I'm clear.
Are you still there? I have a question for you now. What do you know about the FT-857D?
Yazoo FT-857D. And if you would like to see it in operation, let's just get together and you can see it and use it. I like it.
I've been studying to get my general, and I've been working on getting HF rig also. I've been trying to figure out which one I want to go with. And looking around, I found the 857D on the marketplace fairly close by for $675, I believe it was.
Well, that's not a great deal, but it's not a bad deal. When you can find the things, that's the problem these days is finding them.
Like we were talking there before, the used market for everything is going up because you can't get new right now.
What you mean, bud? It's getting stupid out there.
All potatoes with the brand flag that I fly for tools, and my back order list already is almost $10,000 since the first of the year.
That's crazy. All right, well, listen, I'm trying to find something over here, an address. I'm going by a friend of mine's house. He got his ZTR stuck in a field. Then he went down and tried to get it pulled out with a little Toyota truck. He got it stuck, so I'm going over here to get it pulled out with my four-wheel drive. So I'm going to jump out on you, bud. Listen, we need to get together and let you see that 857. I got it mounted mobile.
You be careful, and good luck getting them out, and I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX. I'm clear on your final.
KX. Have a prosperous afternoon, bud. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
VDR mobile.
Miss KO4HKX.
Hi, Patrick. I needed something to keep me awake here. I'm down on Buncombe. I'm headed towards home. Probably about 7 miles from home. And the traffic's starting to mount.
People out there.
Some of these little 2-inch square cheese and crackers, whatever you call them. If I'm eating, I don't get sleepy. But if I stop eating, I get sleepy. See, that's why I got a dull belly.
I hear you talk about Bernice feeding you. I know there's another reason.
She made 2 loaves of, what is it, banana bread? Banana zucchini bread just before we left, and they ought to be chilled out about now. I think I'll just have a cup of coffee and a slice of that when I get home.
Take you too long to get home. Traffic out there, it ain't quite got the rush hour yet, so hopefully it's not too bad.
FX4, four-wheel drive Ford in a candy apple red. Man, that thing's beautiful. 150, I think. It could be a 250. But it sure enough is pretty.
Two trucks, but
I don't want one of them. I can't afford that $60,000 to $70,000 for a pickup truck.
I didn't know it was that much, but I'm not overly surprised. Well, we have a Tacoma. I had a four-wheel drive little Nissan hard body for many years that I bought from my brother-in-law. It was a good little truck, but I didn't need two trucks, so I sold it. It was a, 86 race? Yeah. And this Tacoma is a 2011. And it's only got, around 50,000 miles on it, and hadn't got a scratch on it. It's, the son-in-law put one tiny little scratch on it, but you wouldn't know where it's at if I didn't show you. So it's plenty good for a few more miles.
It'll be good for quite a few more miles. Those tend to go a good way.
A new battery in it and a new battery in the car yesterday. Well, I'll tell you what, I was surprised up there on Highway 14 at that battery express place. It cost me $85 for a new battery for this, and last time at Advanced Auto, I think it was $159. Nice transmission. Battery.
But for some reason, my radio was cutting off when I switched up to high power every time I hit the PTC.
Let's see, gas here is 249 at Sphinx at Highway 101 and Wade Hampton here.
There's a battery specialist over there on Furman Hall Road also, don't you? Yeah, we'll have to drive all the way up 14 over there, but I think you live up that way, don't you?
Not even 4 or 5 miles from me up there, if that. It's up north of the feed and seed store. Up there by where you see that caboose alongside the highway and the big huge steer and that out in the field that models of them, I guess, in a buffalo. That old boy's got a nice ranch up there. Just before you get there, Batteries Express on the left. But wow, $85 and it's an Exide battery, and you can't beat a deal like that.
That's a pretty good deal, and yeah, I know right where you're at. I used to run up and down through there, going to back and forth to Landrum. That used to be part of my route up there, and then they cut it off and give it to a different distributor. So they're supposed to be fixing mine, but they hadn't got to it yet.
Roger. Well, he's just up there just before you get to that place. And I bet I won there 15 minutes. And he did something I'd never seen done before. He said that they'd had trouble in the past with some of the Toyotas. When you take a battery out, that they computer won't reset or something. And so he just got everything ready and took the leads off of the battery and dropped the other one in while the car was running, and I didn't even lose the radio memory.
Yeah, but you have to be careful, because if you have a internal regulator in the ECU, it will overload it, because it'll produce too much current.
Apparently it didn't. Everything seems to be working right, but yeah, that's a good thought. I know in the old days, on the old generators way back, if, like on my old 6-volt 53 Chevy, the battery was the load, of course, and sort of like a big capacitor also. And if you pull that battery out and the engine was running and you gunned it, well, the voltage went up and quite a lot. And it just burned out all the lights. I never did have that happen. I just was told that without the regulator in the circuit or the battery in there for a load, that the voltage could go high when you rev the engine up. I never ever even dreamed of having the car running while taking a battery out. But I know my neighbor's daughter was up in Indiana the other day, and one of those ECUs went out. And when it did, it put the car in a crawl mode, and it wouldn't go over 10 miles an hour out on the interstate. Not a good thing.
If I have that, I'm in a dead spot that I know here. It'll take me a few minutes to get through it, but I'll just get a shot to get to the other side. KO4HKX.
Okay, Patrick, I'll go ahead and sign off because we're not far from home now. So 73 and KO4HKX and 0TR. See you later.
71TRN.
DFW Mobile.
N4IQ Mobile.
N4TFW.
I think that was N4TFW. Good afternoon. This is N4IQ. Name's Bill.
How you doing this afternoon, Bill? The name here is Ken. Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
All right. So what are you doing out and about today?
Worked and headed south on 85, headed back to Greer.
85? I tell you, that's kind of hit or miss situation over there. I'm on the way back home, just went to visit a friend. So headed back home, but really enjoying this wonderful weather we have.
Cool this morning, but it certainly turned off nice this afternoon. And I guess we're getting a little bit of cooler weather for the weekend, right?
Here you get your forecast from one night. I think it's Thursday or Thursday morning. I believe it is. Say maybe around 29 degrees. And another day, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. It's about, I think you were saying around 30-something. Anyway, you know, technically still March, so gotta expect stuff like that. Fortunately, we haven't put any plants out that would be affected or anything like that. We have some peonies that are coming up, but usually they can take some cold as long as it's not prolonged. Freezing. Too bad. N4IQ.
Too bad. This should be our last cold snap for this season, and then probably skip spring, just go right into summer. KN4TFW.
Well, I don't mind. Anything get away from winter. I hate winter. I really despise it. And it's not only the cold, it's just the long, dark nights. And usually drizzle, and you just can't get out and do anything.
Here in the south, the winter time is kind of dreary, like you said. You know, it's 35 degrees, pouring down rain. You can't do nothing outside. It's going to be winter time. I just assume it'd be snowing. I kind of miss the snow and that, but it won't be too bad, I guess.
Well. I pretty much lived in the southeast most of all my life. Been outside of it some. I was born in Kansas. I have spent time in Kansas and Missouri and Maryland, but considering everything, not a lot of time. I do appreciate living in the south, though.
I've probably lived in 10 or 12 different states, and I always keep coming back here, so this must be the one I like the best.
Where are you originally from?
Everywhere. We moved here when I was 14, so I graduated school here, and then I was born up in New Jersey, and then we lived in Ohio for a while, and came down here, and then in my adult life, I've lived all over the southeast and all the way out to Colorado.
KX, afternoon.
is Bill.
Bill, this is Patrick.
Hope you're doing all right. I just, I had to get in the traffic lane here. That's why I paused, but that's a good time for Patrick to come in. Very good. I'm maybe 10 minutes away from home. Could be less than that if traffic's not too bad the rest of the way. Well, let's see. Ken, you sound like you're from the southeast somewhere, but I really can't say where, but you don't sound like you're from New Jersey for sure. And I went to high school in North Carolina, Shelby. That's been a long time ago.
Yeah, we moved away from the north when I was probably 10 years old, so, and really have only been back once or twice since then. And then, I can't say that I really miss that city life. I like the country life, and it's getting a little bit too crowded for me here in upstate South Carolina.
I was born and raised right here in Roser, Transylvania County, where I live. Right now I'm mobile. I've just come up out of Greenville.
County, what is that? Like Hendersonville and I don't know, parts of Asheville.
Any county is to the west of Henderson County. There's not much over here. Brevard can be the biggest city in Transylvania County.
All right. Well, very good. Well, when I moved to Greenville, Pleasant Drive, 291, that was the bypass around Greenville.
We're in 78, when I graduated high school, there wasn't nothing in town.
I can remember when 85 didn't exist. KB4 CPA.
Yeah, we knew you were old, Dave. How are you doing today?
Better than dirt.
Well, Dave, how old are you really?
Double sixes.
Well, let's see. I've got you beat by 21 years.
Gotta make a guy feel young. I'm only 46.
Six is just a blur.
Well, I tell you what. The traffic, I'm here on Roper Mountain Road. It is packed. Of course, you know, it's 4:22. So the rush hour has come and is upon us. It's there was no way, good way for me to get home very fast.
There's no way to get anywhere fast right now.
W4DJW. Bill, you're not 87 years old.
No, but you subtract 21 from 66. That's when I was born.
Oh. When David said he was 66, you said you had him by 21 years. I did the math. That came out 87. You're not 87.
The man who was born in 1966.
Oh, okay. He just had to throw that out there. Anybody remember when Whitehampton was a two-lane road?
Yeah, I do.
Just a little dirt road.
All right, W4DJW, back to listening mode. Hey, Ken, I haven't heard you in a while.
It was two-lane concrete.
With no median, W4DJW, going back to listening. And Ken, hello, haven't heard you in a while.
And you didn't...
Don't feel like you got to get away from us. And that, heck, I can remember when right there where that Taylor's Post Office used to be a driving range.
Maybe you didn't call me back.
Was I supposed to call you back?
Well, do you not know how to operate your phone?
Telephones are for work. Amateur radio is for fun. Are you working?
Never mind.
I'll look and see if I can find it. No, I couldn't find it.
You know, with those fuel tanks, and that was, I think that was yesterday, might have been the day before, I think, I don't know, I can't remember, I think it was Sunday.
Oh, we've talked since then on amateur radio. Oh, yeah, we got all that worked out already.
Calling you to see if you could meet that target, but I got your voicemail. It was Monday, yesterday, that's when it was.
Well, I was in a tizzy at work. I worked 16 hours yesterday, so. Yeah, I do remember throwing you into voicemail. While I was talking on a bridge, I saw your name come up, and I just threw you into voicemail. That's going to happen during the weekdays.
That's a good place to put, Dave.
Yeah, I can't. And this week is an especially bad week. The auditors from the Fed. It takes all the energy I have when those guys show up.
Somebody ought to throw me off the bridge.
Do you need me to meet you at Target sometime?
Not tonight, because I'm going to be playing tennis till probably about 8:30, and I won't be home till 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, just ping me on ham radio when you get your priorities in order.
I'm going to give you some prioritization.
All right, sorry I butted in. Ken, go ahead. I haven't heard you talking for a while. Go ahead.
Enjoying the conversation. You guys going back and forth and that. Yeah, this is my regular time now that I get off of work and that. You're on what, your lunch break now?
No, I had to go be cut on this morning, and I just now woke up. That was at 8 o'clock, and I've been sleeping it off since then. Just got up.
Doing an early check-in once in a while?
Have you been using the early check-in?
Yeah, I have about 3 or 4 times at least.
Well, cool. That's a good thing. That needs to be contagious, Bill.
You have a cut-on day.
My jaw by the dentist.
Let's see. I don't know who else is in here. I think Patrick's in here. Patrick, he's still there.
I'm still here. I'm just enjoying the conversation.
One thing I like to do is give people a hard time.
Hey, Patrick. Haven't talked to you in a while either.
A little bit. So you had your teeth pulled today, I believe.
Say that again. You went like in a scratchy place.
I said, I believe I heard you say you were at the dentist. You had your teeth pulled or a cut on or something.
Yeah, he's drilling holes in my jaw. But I'm better now. This one was the first time I was conscious the whole time. I didn't care, but I was conscious. Somebody was running APRS this morning. There's a lot more people. Anybody notice there's a lot more people running APRS out there now? We have more people running APRS than Atlanta and Charlotte combined. That is wild.
What does that stand for?
Automated Packet Reporting System, APRS. We've got a ton of people out there. The new guys, they're KO calls, too. So those guys are putting you to shame, David.
Well, I thought I talked to some KOs in Brazil, but maybe they were K5s. I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, you need to get APRS fired up in your car. In your car. I just got mine going in the house. I always have mine going in the car, but I haven't had mine in the house since I swapped over to a new computer. And I got it going past weekend, and I am shocked that we are outclassing Charlotte and Atlanta when it comes to APRS. And it used to be, last time I had APRS running, they were both way ahead of us.
You have to have a special radio for that?
Oh, there's a thousand different ways to do APRS. You can buy everything in a radio, like the D710 or the Yaesu 350 is the one that I got, but they don't make it anymore, so the 400 took its place, and they can have GPS modules built into them and have everything you need. You just turn it on. Or you can go to Bionics, and you can get an APRS package that bolts on, that makes any radio APRS compatible. It goes in through your microphone. So there's There's a thousand different ways to turn on APRS.
So is that like packet radio? Is that the same thing?
It's packet radio with another protocol put on. So packet is the underlying protocol. That's the framework. And sitting on top of it is the APRS package that you can use to send messages from one ham radio operator to another. You can send messages to the ISS, the space station. You can use it to digipeater. They've got a digipeater. They've got an APRS digipeater. So you can talk through the ISS down to somebody else on 2 meters. That's 1,000 miles away from you. You can talk 2 meters, 1,000 miles digital on APRS using the space station. It's just a ton of different things that you can do with it.
What about this?
That sounds like a lot of learning.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun once you get it going. And I'm shocked that we've got so many people in the upstate that are doing that. That's a really good. You know what? I bet you it's EEY and all his work and the guys that are working with him that are training people and doing a super good job training them, and they're picking up on it and running with it.
What's up with that stuff, that's for sure.
What he's doing is paying off in more ways than one. What happened to Bill? I thought I heard Bill in here a minute ago.
I'm pulling in the driveway. I didn't want to get started, and I knew I was going to have to QRT anyway. I'll just say good afternoon to everybody, and yeah, that's good news about the APRS. 73, Zen 4 Yankees.
All right, Bill, good to hear you. And David, Bill used to fly airplanes too, but he's kind of put it away for a little bit. Anyway, W4DJW, you guys carry on. I interrupted. I'm going to go back to listen mode.
Good to talk to you, KN4TFW.
73 is Bill, and Dave, KB4CBA.
Hey, Bill, it's nice to talk to you this evening, KO4HKX. And Dave, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You always fill my head full of something.
Talking encyclopedia or Google or Siri or whatever you want to call him. I mean, you know, just ask Dave if you want to know something.
Figuring that out, that's for sure. But you got to make sure you get the right Dave.
It's me, because I don't know anything about anything. Gentlemen, I'm going to punch out of here. I have arrived at the sports club, and it is time for tennis. Y'all have a good evening, and 73 is to all. KP4CPA, clear.
David, play good, and I'll catch you another time. KN4TFW.
Dave, KO4HX. Ken, I'm still here, but I'm going to be backing up the driveway with this trailer, so go ahead.
Leave me talking to you while you're trying to concentrate.
So much now, it's just like second nature.
JW, Dave.
I'm still listening, W4DJW.
Hey, you ever talk to Johnny anymore?
Not as much as I was. I'm hoping that the COVID clears up and we can get back on to putting the replacement or the new or the prototype repeater back in use. But I think he got so far behind with COVID at work that he's not doing anything but work right now.
Yeah, I didn't know. I figured I'd catch him on the radio once or twice since I left from out there, but I haven't.
Join the club meeting, and you don't have to be a member. You may be a member already, but if you're not, or if you are, either one, club meeting comes up in 3 days at 7 o'clock on Zoom. Just go to Briars.cc and you'll see him there. He's always running the club meeting every once a month.
Friday every month, isn't it?
First Monday of every month at 7 p.m. BRARS.cc gives you all the info that you need. And get your camera on your laptop so people can see. I just recently did that. I was just a voice in the meeting before, but because I got back into airplanes, I upgraded my laptop to one that has a camera on it, and so now we can see each other.
Camera that I hook up to mine when I need to use it or do a Teams meeting.
or something like that.
So mark it on your calendar, and you'll see him there. Plus, you'll know what's going on with the club.
Excuse me, you said it was in 3 days, and then you said it was Monday.
So today is Tuesday. Oh, I was thinking one. Okay, so my bad. I was thinking the first was the first Monday. See, I just got back from the dentist, and I'm all confused. So the 5th. So it's less than 7 days from now, 6 days from now. The 5th of month that comes after March is April. The 5th of April at 7 p.m. That'll be when they have it.
Stop by and say hi. Maybe I'll text him. Well, at least he's working a bunch, and that, so that means that they must be doing all right over there.
Yeah, I think he is. I talked to him briefly. He couldn't talk for long, but I did talk to him briefly. When I was cleaning everything out, I found a whole bunch of tasers. I asked him if he wanted them, and he said, yeah, and he would get by here to get them, and he hadn't come by. That was like, I don't know, half a month ago. So he's busy.
And working on getting my license, and that I was always picking his brain.
I tell you what, he's sharp. He does it the right way. He I have learned a ton from Johnny.
Cut the right way. Johnny's really good, you know. He's good at setting up an antenna, but he doesn't talk much on HF.
Not yet, but I think he will one day. He knows how to put the equipment together to do it. It's just he's got so many irons in the fire. I used to be like that too, and I started pulling irons out of the fire.
Yeah, I need to get on the radio a little bit more on HF, and usually this time of the year have so much stuff going on outside, and that now this weekend the grandkids are coming over, so just kind of, you know, greater priorities.
Well, when you get some idle time and you're trying to think of something to do, just browse the internet on APRS, Amateur Radio APRS. There's a site that has all kinds of aftermarket stuff you can bolt on to radios. And what I did was I was cleaning out my dad's stuff because I built me a new room to work in airplanes in, and I got ham radio stuff over there. And I came across his old radio, and I decided I got it working. And the finals were supposed to be here today because it'll only do 4 watts with the finals. It's supposed to do 50. But the guy I bought it from on eBay has kind of been, he told me it'd be here last Saturday and it didn't make it. And then he told me it'd be here today, Tuesday, and it didn't make it. I don't know when they're going to be here. But anyway, and I put together just a signal link. I built a little cable to go between it, and I put this program on a Raspberry Pi called Dire Wolf. Is that it? Dire Wolf? It's a program I'd never heard of before. But I just wanted to use a new TNC. It's a AX25 protocol engine called Dire Wolf. And I had a spare Raspberry Pi, so I put it on there. And son of a gun, that doesn't work really good. I connect my APR station to Dire Wolf, and it controls the radio, and super, super simple, super fast. The easiest installation I ever did on a radio that was never intended to do digital modes. So there's just a ton of ways, a ton of fun to be had out there.
You said you keep yours running all the time, so it sends out signals for so long and then listens for some and then records all the information. Is that what it does?
So what it can do is, in the car, like the radio that my wife bought me at the Waynesville Ham Fest about 10 or 11 years ago, it has a module that you can get with it. They don't make that radio anymore. It's a Yaesu 350R or an R350 or something like that. It's in the car, so I can't see. It's a really good radio. I replaced the Kenwood 710 with it because the Kenwood 710, when the screen got hot, it went away. You couldn't see what's on the dial at all. And the Yaesu's a lot better. But it had a Bluetooth module you could put into it to walk away from it and clip this little clip to your collar and crossband repeat. So from wherever you were to your car out to, like Johnny does with his truck. It had another module for a GPS that you could plug into it. and it had several other modules. Well, I got those two. I got the Bluetooth for, you know, cross-band repeating with this little clip that's no bigger than a quarter that you stick on your collar. And I got the GPS module, and I added it to it. So now it knows where it is. So you go into the menu, and you plug in your call sign, and you pick a symbol. Most of the time, if it's in your car, the symbol is going to be a car. And then other stations that are running APRs can see you running around on the map, right? It was really cool tracking system before tracking systems were ever invented. It's way ahead of its time. And amateur radio operators have heard, you've heard of, or you'll hear of, amateur radio operators that had it running to when somebody stole their car, and they led the cops straight to the guy that stole the car. They went right up to where the car was. So it's good for that, too. And when my mother was on the early stages of Alzheimer's, she'd call me once in a while and say, I don't know where I am, and I just pull her up on the apron. She was a ham radio operator, so it's completely legal. So I put her call sign in there, and I just pull her up, and I tell her where she was and how to get back home. But there's 100 different, like when I went and rode my motorcycle up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, my wife had an icon on her desktop. She could just click it, and it would pull up on the map where I was. So as long as I was moving, she was good. If I ever stopped moving, that was a problem. So tons of things like that. And you can send text messages. You can see somebody. You can right-click on them, say send them a message, and it'll send them a text message through APRs. You're not depending on any cell phone provider or anything like that. You're doing it all yourself.
Interesting. I'll have to check into that. That'd be good. That'd be another way to communicate, you know what I mean, that you don't have to rely on cell towers, KN4TFW.
That's true. And back when they used to do Freedom Week in the Loft, you could see balloons that had APRS beacons in them. And they still do that, even without Freedom Week in the Loft. There's this guy somewhere in the middle of between here and Washington that sends balloons up, and they circumvent the world. And you can watch them. He talks about when he's going to launch and when they launch, and you can watch it as it goes all the way around the planet Earth. It gets up there in the jet stream. Now, sometimes they come down in Egypt, sometimes they come down in the ocean somewhere, and sometimes they go clean around the world. And you can do that too. Put a balloon up, put an APRS beacon in it, and watch where it's going. People put them in rockets, right, so that you can see where the rocket is. People put them in, like I've had them in RC airplanes, especially with the ability to do with RC airplanes what you can do with them now, right, with the goggles. I'm flying with goggles, and it just sends out APRS beacon. And if anything should ever go wrong, you just track the APRS trail right up to where the airplane is.
I'm listening. I'm going to say 73. I'm born in the subdivision now, but sounds like something I might be interested in. I'll have to pick your brain a little bit more. And that, so I'll say 73. And Patrick, you're still out there. I'll say 73. And we'll catch up with you another morning. KN4TFW.
Good talking to you, Ken. I was listening to you guys this morning, too. I couldn't sleep for knowing I had a dentist appointment. I almost jived in there with you, but you were having a good time. And I was busy doing other stuff, but I was listening. So just know that people are listening in the morning. Your group is very informative to listen to. W4DJW, clear.
W4DJW, break's over. Get back to work on that computer, boy. KN4BWA.
Hey, Steve, I just woke up. I had to go to the dentist this morning, and he put me under. And I just woke up from a long nap with a little bit of a hangover, but that's all right. He gave me some stuff for that, and I'm recuperating. So I didn't have to work today. What are you up to? Did you work?
Yeah, but I did Thursday, Friday, and yesterday. That four-letter word is really becoming a headache for me, I tell you. I worked my little honey off. Well, you don't sound any worse for the wear from the dentist.
Well, if you look at me in the mirror, one jaw is a lot bigger than the other one. But anyway, that'll go down. That'll go down with time. Well, that worked, and that's kind of good for you because that's airplane money in your pocket. Airplane. And amateur radio, too. And maybe you need to think about putting an APRS beacon on your vehicle.
POS. Oh, there went the neighborhood. Go ahead, Gary.
Steve. You and Dave keep working. I enjoy my paycheck.
Crowd, Dave, and I think we just heard from both of them.
Well, that's all right, Gary. We will be joining you before long.
When you get there, Dave, no doubt.
I'm enjoying just dreaming about it, Gary.
What are you going to do the rest of the afternoon, Dave?
Well, my wife just walked in here with two State Farm bills, so it looks like I'm going to be paying car insurance.
Copy. There's a bunch of background noise. Walked in with what?
With two car insurance bills, so it looks like I'm going to be paying bills.
But you love it. You love it. Man. Well, you know, we're not going to fly tomorrow. Rain. And Thursday's going to be pretty much out of the question. We're supposed to have high winds up into the 20s. So I was actually sort of kind of maybe contemplating a 5 or 6 o'clock flight.
Well, I can't do anything this week. This is a really bad week. Last week we were informed that auditors are going to be here. And when they're here, it takes everything. It's all hands on deck. Make sure that they get the right impression. So maybe the weekend or next week.
Well, I'm going to have my granddaughter this weekend. But now the following weekend, I just hope we get some good flight weather, because I'll be there. Yeah, you're going to have to do the federal tap dance.
Yeah, I took Maggie out of the mailbox just a little while ago. I see, I get the mail, but I don't look at it. I hand it to her, and she brings me the pieces of it that are important to me. And I see green buds on sticks, on what was sticks, you know, those big sticks that are all over the place that have sticks on them. I saw green buds on them. So spring is here. Spring has sprung. It's getting flying weather as soon as this noisy wind lays down.
You do know why it's windy, don't you?
Yeah, because we want to fly.
Bingo, baby. That's exactly why it's windy. Oh, me. Well, I'm trying to do my research on a DMR radio. And did I hear that Patrick was in there with us? Here, Steve. Good deal, bud. Which way are you going home this evening?
My driveway. I'm already home. I got to go meet my retirement planning guy this afternoon.
Okay. Well, I'll be out and about tomorrow. Where is your route going to take you tomorrow?
Start out over on 123 as you come into Easley, and I'll finish up over on Wade Hampton at John's Auto Care.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow afternoon when you start over towards Wade Hampton area, I'll probably be down in town doing something tomorrow. If you want to, just give me a holler, and we'll hook up and let you look at that 857D.
Like a plan, Steve. I appreciate the info on that, and if I can help you anyway on the DMR, I will try. But I'm learning as I go also.
Go over, and I'm going to hit that Bridgecom University thing, and I got to get up to speed on this stuff because, you know, if we're talking $1,000, you know, to get up on DMR the way I want to, then you know that I gotta balance dollars to my curiosity level. And I just don't know if my curiosity level is going to get me to that point. Hey, Dave, we don't have a DMR on this repeater, do we?
No, but once we get this, the replacement repeater up there for it, the capability to plug in DR modules will exist. And the author has some DMR guys that are working with him for creating those modules. So by the time we get it up there, there might be a way that you'll hear our DMR will go into the input and what's the word I'm thinking of, analog will be coming out the output so that everybody, so it doesn't matter what DMR you use. You get analog on the output and DMR on the input, so anybody can use the repeater. And that's just one way. Plus, you'll be able to hook up to other DMR repeaters, kind of like you can other EchoLink repeaters, and you can talk to them and they can talk to us. The goal there is to destroy proprietary chips and protocols, just totally annihilate them.